Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of After Hours with Roto Baller Radio. I'm your host, Anthony Ayana, coming at you midweek here to discuss some baseball. We've done some football pods of late, going back to our roots, going back to a little baseball talk. Okay, guys, remember, head over to rotoballer.com. Check out everything there, the main page, the premium package, expert chats. You know the routine. Use the promotional code ACES. Save 10% off the cost of those premium packages, football, baseball, whatever it is you're interested in, NASCAR, golf, we have it covered over at rotoballer.com. And hang out here at the Rotoballer YouTube channel. You've seen of late some recent after-hours shows just talking some football. I've previewed the quarterback. I've previewed the running back positions. Okay, next week, the wide receiver previews will be up, so make sure you hang out with that. We got some new King and Pocket Aces football team previews coming out shortly, as well as some great fantasy bomb shows as well. But for today, okay, going to come at you with some baseball talk because it's only July and it's still baseball season. And people love fantasy baseball and we can't ignore that. So we're here today to talk about five hitters to add for week 18. Now, before we get to those hitters, just some injury news. You already know D. Gordon has been placed on the injured list. Okay, he's going to be out for a little bit. But just in recent, since yesterday, really, Yankees catcher Gary Sanchez with a groin injury. He may be going on the DL. Travis d'Arnaud's available. Gobble him up. Austin Romine may assume the starts in the Bronx. Mariners outfielder Domingo Santana is going for an MRI on his elbow that's been bothering him. Monitor that situation. You've seen his production drop. And Joey Gallo of the Texas Rangers, a first-half MVP. He struggled now a little bit in the second half, even though his numbers overall are still outstanding. Okay, he's going for an MRI on a sore wrist. So monitor those situations from those players if you own them. So I have some outfielders. I have some middle infielders. If you lost D. Gordon, if you've lost Santana, maybe losing Gallo, however that shakes out. Okay, we have some players here. And some of these, listen, if you're in 14-team leagues, or if you're in established, astute fantasy baseball leagues, these guys are probably owned, okay? If you're in your, you know, your 10-teamer with some buddies, okay, and maybe a couple of guys are sleeping, maybe a couple of guys are sitting there in last place and they've already decided to refocus on football, these are some players who are floating around out there. And number one is Oscar Mercado, who came up for Cleveland in May. Now, I've mentioned him in at least two shows in the past. And yet on Yahoo Leagues, and that's always my reference point, he's still only 49% owned, okay? You might be saying right now, but Anthony, he's owned in my league. You're right. Your league is on top of things. They are. Good for them. But the fact that half of Yahoo Leagues, Oscar Mercado is a free agent is crazy to me. Okay, he has been a key piece on the Indians' resurgence towards relevancy this year as they try to take over the AL Central. And he's behind center field every day. He's batting second. In his last 14 days, he's hitting .349, showing power that I didn't necessarily expect. Four home runs and running, which I did expect, three stolen bases. On the season, .294, on the verge of a double-double with eight home runs and nine stolen bases. A strong finish. You could push a 15-15 season for Oscar Mercado. Striking out only 18% of the time, walking over 5%. He's got a weighted runs created plus this season of 116, an OPS of 832, and he's hitting the ball hard almost 42% of the time, 41.7%. When you see some of these other names that I mentioned today, there's five of them, he's hitting the ball harder than three of the other guys on a more consistent basis. Oscar Mercado is number one on my list of players to add. Number two is Alex Dickerson of the Giants, another team that's experiencing a second-half resurgence. The 29-year-old is having a tremendous season. Only 106 plate appearances, but it's been straight fire, no doubt about that. Playing left field for the Giants now every day since taking over, hitting fourth in that lineup. Just in his last 14 days, he's hitting .452, 14 for his last 31, two homers, seven RBIs. I got to watch him close up just the other last week when the Mets were playing the Giants in San Francisco. Guy hit everything, okay? .452 in his last 14. On the season, 106 plate appearances, .351, six home runs, 24 RBIs. Guys, his weighted runs created plus higher than anybody else I mentioned today, 181. OPS higher than anybody else I mentioned today, 1.096. It's over 1,000. It's crazy good numbers. Okay, striking out 20% of the time, hitting the ball hard over 42% of the time, doing everything you'd want. Not only would you add him, he'd immediately plug and play and walk away right now and monitor the hot streak. He keeps hitting like he's hitting. He finishes the season strong for you. Alex Dickerson, Oscar Mercado, my top two outfield adds right now. Now, I also throw Tyler O'Neill of the Cardinals into the mix, hitting fourth for St. Louis since taking over. Okay, Marcell Ozuna is still on the injured list. Be mindful of that. Okay, last 14 days, he's hitting .304 with four home runs, 12 RBIs, even as a stolen base. He's only 30% owned on Yahoo. Did I mention, by the way, Alex Dickerson, who I love, 13% owned on Yahoo, okay? Grossly under-owned. Tyler O'Neill, 30% owned. Now, his numbers are good. Not as good as Alex Dickerson, but he's a Cardinal, not a Giant. Teams view Cardinal players differently. Fantasy baseball players, I'm convinced of it, okay? So Tyler O'Neill, 30% owned. Dickerson, 13%. It should be the other way. Dickerson should be significantly higher owned, okay? Now, Tyler O'Neill's overall numbers on the season since coming up and really playing every day, 277, five homers, 16 RBIs, limited plate appearances. Again, look at that last 14, though. He's gotten 46 at-bats, so he's playing every day, batting fourth, like I said, with four home runs. Now, here's what I don't like. He's striking out 38% of the time. That's why I don't have him as high as Mercado. That's why I don't have him as high as Alex Dickerson on my waiver ads. Doesn't walk, only 3%, but he does hit the ball hard, harder than anybody else on the list, 42.6% of the time. So his hard hit rate is excellent. Okay, weighted runs created is 96. OPS is 757. So if you're looking for an outfield replacement, I go Oscar Mercado 1 because of that power-speed combo. Alex Dickerson 2, and it's a close 2 to Mercado because the batting average is soaring. Tyler O'Neill is 3rd. He's going to provide pop. He's going to provide power. But that 38% strikeout rate terrifies me going forward. Okay, now let's look at some middle infielders. D. Gordon. Okay, now I don't want these guys in as my second baseman. I don't want them as my shortstop. But if they're a middle infielder, I'm okay with it. You know, if you're running out there, Nicky Lopez or somebody like that, I understand maybe you want to change gears. You want to go in this direction. And first up is the veteran Brandon Crawford, another Giant. This Giant team is resurgent. They're hitting the ball, playing better. And what you're seeing is guys who weren't fantasy relevant suddenly become relevant. Brandon Crawford, only 10% owned on Yahoo, hitting 5th in that Giant lineup. Now, for his career, this guy's been a 250 hitter. He's averaged about 14, 15 home runs for a season. That's what he's been, and he's been useful. Now, on the season, he's only hitting .238, 9 homers, 43 RBIs. However, last 14, he's hitting .314, 16 homers, 51 RBIs. With the power coming back, 4 home runs in his last 14 days with 15 RBIs in his last 14 days. So he's providing some pop. He's driving in some runs. Doesn't strike out a ton, 23.3% on the season. Walks a good amount at almost 9%, okay? Hard hit rate is at just under 40%, 39.9. Weighted runs created plus is at 81. So he's right now on a streak that's making him a useful middle infield option right now, okay? If you have to play him at shortstop, you're probably in trouble. But if you could plug him in a middle infield spot, he could help you down the stretch. The second middle infield option I see is Robinson Cano, whose ownership has plummeted from draft day back in March to about 100% down to 40% on Yahoo. Now, last night, he goes triple ding-dong for the New York Mets. A little too late to save the Mets season, but not too late to save your fantasy season if you need a middle infielder. In his last 14 days, he's hitting .342, 5 homers, 9 RBIs. Obviously, yesterday's numbers skew that. But you got to jump. He might be getting into a hot streak. He was hitting better, okay? Dealt with injury. Remember, two stints on the DL because of the quad. He had that off the field. I shouldn't say off the field, but that New York media drama that he, quote, didn't hustle. Robinson Cano's never been a hustler. Ask any Yankee fan who watched him his whole career. He hasn't run out of ground ball to second his entire career. That was a lot of New York media bashing the Mets because that's what they like to do, and deservedly so, okay? Okay, but this is a career 303 hitter who now has his average up to 254 with his .342 over his last 14 days. 9 homers, 27 RBIs. Is he on the verge of a hot streak to get him to maybe 15 home runs? Quite possibly. Is he on a hot streak that could see his batting average push 270? Possibly. If he has that hot streak, and at only 40% owned, he won't cost you much to add. If he goes on that hot streak, again, as a middle infield option, he helps your team down the stretch. Okay, hard hit rate is at 39.9%. His strikeout rate is less than 18%, 17.7. So I don't mind those numbers at all. OPS sits at 716. Okay, Robinson Cano coming off the triple ding dong yesterday. Okay, on the verge of maybe doing something and actually returning some value to a very disappointing season. So this is how I rank my five ads for the week. Mercado, one. Okay, Alex Dickerson, two. I'm going to go Tyler O'Neill, three, because the raw power is there. Robinson Cano, four. Brandon Crawford, five. And again, depending on the position. If you lose Gary Sanchez, take a look at Travis d'Arnaud. Okay, he's taken over that catcher job essentially in Tampa and been smoking hot. I don't expect it to last. I've seen enough Travis to know. D'Arnaud to know it's not going to last, but ride it while you can. Again, monitor the MRI situations of Joey Gallo and Domingo Santana as well. This has been fun, everybody. I'm Anthony Aniano. Follow me on Twitter at AanianoFantasy. 10% using the promotional code ACES over at rotoballer.com. Good luck. Enjoy the rest of your week, everybody.